everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 74, The Unseen Work. Why your quiet seasons matter more than you think. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the podcast where we turn breakdowns into breakthroughs and remind ourselves that growth doesn't always come dressed like progress. I'm your host, Nicholas, and if you've been feeling like you're stuck, like your momentum has dried up, like you're in a weird pause between chapters, this one's for you, because truthfully, that's where I've been too. Not in a crisis, not in celebration, just in the middle, in the space where you're still doing the work but wondering if it's even working. And I get it. We've been taught to measure our evolution by what we can show, the results, the milestones, the external shifts that prove we're on track. But some of the most powerful transformations happen quietly, in the background, inside of us. Today's episode is a reminder that your quiet seasons are not a waste of time, that the inner rewiring, the silent shedding, the emotional integration you're doing, that is the work. And just because it's not loud or visible doesn't mean it's not sacred. We're going to unpack the myth that you're only growing if it looks like progress. We'll explore why these in-between moments are actually sacred recalibrations and how to stop judging your life by what others can see. Because your unseen work is building the version of you that can hold everything you've been calling in. So let's breathe into that and let's get into it. We live in a world that's obsessed with optics, where growth is only celebrated when it's easy to capture. When it can be posted, praised, and performed. We've been conditioned to believe that evolution only matters when it's seen. But some of the deepest changes we go through, the ones that actually shape our future, happen in silence. No announcements, no milestones, no audience. Just you and the decisions to keep becoming, even when no one's watching. But here's the tension. When you're in a season where nothing looks different on the outside, you start to doubt whether anything's actually changing on the inside. You start wondering, if there's no big shift to show for it, how am I even growing? And that's where it gets dangerous. That's when you start to shrink. Not because you're not progressing, but because your progress doesn't look like it, quote unquote, should. We forget that healing is often invisible, that clarity can be quiet, that the body recalibrating, the nervous system softening, the soul learning to trust again, none of that looks glamorous, but it's everything. Maybe no one else can tell that you chose not to text back this time. That you breathe through the trigger instead of reacting. That you honored your boundaries instead of performing for acceptance. But you know. And that's enough. I've been sitting in this stretch of life where things feel like they're in limbo. Not bad, not amazing, they're just sort of still. This used to make me panic. I used to associate stillness with stagnation. But now I see things a lot differently. I see it as a sacred pause. A moment where life is asking me to hold the line. To not go back to who I was, even though the new version hasn't fully arrived yet. It's in this space between who I've been and who I'm becoming, that the most important work happens. The inner decisions, the emotional stamina, the choice to not abandon yourself when there's no reward yet. Because this is the place where character gets built, where faith is forged, where self-respect becomes non-negotiable. We don't talk about this season enough, the one that doesn't have a glow-up, or a breakthrough, or a new chapter title. The one where the work is internal, spiritual, and unseen. But let me be clear. Just because your growth is quiet doesn't mean it's small. In fact, it's often the quiet work that creates the louder shifts. Just not right away. There's a reason why the seed stays buried before it blooms. There's a reason nature honors winter just as much as it celebrates spring. There's a reason you feel like you're standing still when energetically everything is preparing to move. So if you're in that place where nothing looks different but everything feels different, hold your ground. The unseen work is not wasted. It's what makes the seen work possible. So keep going. The in-between is one of the most misunderstood seasons we go through. It's not quite the old life, not quite the new one. You've outgrown who you were, but you haven't fully stepped into who you're becoming. In that space, it can feel disorienting, lonely, agitating. Like you're standing in a hallway with 100 closed doors waiting for one to open, but none of them do unless you stand still long enough to hear which one is meant for you. The truth is, most people rush through this phase. They panic in the stillness. They force outcomes that aren't aligned. They numb the discomfort instead of decoding it. Why? Because the in-between makes you question everything, especially yourself. You don't have your usual achievements to validate you. You don't have external confirmation to affirm your choices. You're walking by faith, not evidence. But maybe that's the point. The in-between teaches a different kind of intelligence, one that doesn't rely on visibility or productivity to feel worthy. It teaches you to tune in, not perform, to get quiet enough to hear your own voice underneath the noise of what everyone else thinks you should be doing right now, to discern between what's urgent and what's true. There's a sacred intelligence in this liminal space, this spiritual cocoon. It's where the shedding happens, where you begin to distinguish between momentum that's rooted in alignment and momentum that's just masking avoidance. And it's where you start to realize you don't have to earn your next level by hustling for it. Sometimes you just have to clear the space for it to land. The in-between isn't passive, it's preparatory. It's where you learn to sit with yourself long enough to remember that you're not here to chase the next version of you. You're here to become it. This has been real for me lately. There are days I feel like I should be doing more, building faster, proving something. But then I remember there's wisdom in not rushing alignment. There's value in trusting that life knows how to deliver what's next when you're emotionally and spiritually ready for it. So if you're in the in-between, if your outer life feels still, but your inner life is rumbling with awareness, reflection, healing, let that be enough for right now. Let this be the season you learned how to trust yourself without the metrics, how to be present without the proof, how to believe in your unfolding even when there's no applause for it yet. Because this space, the one between what was and what's next, isn't empty. It's sacred. It's creative. It's the womb of who you're becoming. So honor it. One of the most powerful lessons I've learned, and still learning, is that you don't manifest your next chapter by waiting for proof that it's on the way. You manifest it by becoming the version of you who's already living it. Not in fantasy, not in delusion, but in energy, in embodiment, in decision. And that's what makes the in-between season so challenging. Because this part of the journey asks you to hold a vision before you have the evidence. To speak as if it's already yours even when your reality still looks like the opposite. To regulate your energy to match the life you know you're meant to live without forcing it to arrive on your timeline. This is where manifestation gets misunderstood. It's not just about visualizing something and hoping it appears. It's about becoming the kind of person who naturally aligns with that life, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically. It's about asking yourself, what would me who already has it do today? How would they carry themselves? What would they release? What would they no longer entertain? And then doing that right now. This is how you collapse timelines. This is how you bring the version of you from someday into right now. I've had to live this deeply. When things felt most uncertain, car problems piling up, finances not looking how I wanted, creative energy feeling blocked, I had two choices. Panic and slip into survival mode, or anchor into who I'm becoming and act from that energy, even if my external world hadn't caught up yet. And listen, I get it. There's a difference between faking it and embodying it. This isn't about pretending your problems don't exist. It's about not letting them define who you are in the process. It's about holding the identity of your future self even when the mirror doesn't fully reflect it back yet. And that takes spiritual maturity. That takes self-trust. That takes a willingness to lead with energy before form. Because when you become it first, the people, the opportunities, the momentum, they don't have to be chased. They recognize you. They find you. They meet you at your frequency. So if you're in the stretch right now, where your life doesn't yet reflect your vision, just know, every moment you stay committed to who you're becoming is rewiring your future. Every time you choose alignment over urgency, presence over panic, belief over burnout, you're doing the real work of manifestation. And eventually, the outer world has no choice but to catch up to the energy you've been holding all along. There's a sacred timing to your unfolding. But rushing it is the fastest way to miss the magic. Because when you rush, you don't speed up your alignment. You just disconnect from it. We live in a world obsessed with instant gratification. Make it happen. Hustle harder. If you want it bad enough, you'll figure it out. But that energy, that frequency of force, it's rooted in lack, in fear, in the belief that you have to earn what's already been destined for you. And here's the truth most people don't want to sit with. The version of you that's rushing the process isn't the one who receives the manifestation, because they're not a match for it yet. They're still gripping. They're still doubting. They're still trying to prove instead of receive. You become the version who receives by slowing down, by listening, by honoring the pauses and detours and pivots that don't always make sense at first. Because alignment doesn't always feel productive. Sometimes it looks like stillness. Sometimes it looks like a full stop. Sometimes it looks like everything falling apart on the surface while something much deeper rearranges underneath. And if you're not careful, you'll miss the wisdom. You'll push past the very season that's meant to shape you for what's next. You'll abandon the alchemy happening in the quiet, the part that isn't sexy or shareable, but it is everything when it comes to embodiment. So what if this moment isn't meant to move faster? What if you're not behind, not delayed, not lost? What if you're just being initiated? What if the delay is divine? I've had to learn this the hard way, through breakups that cracked my heart open, through goals that didn't land on my timeline, through moments that felt like betrayal but were actually protection. And every time I thought I was ready, but the truth is, my energy wasn't. My nervous system wasn't regulated enough to hold what I had asked for. My habits weren't aligned. My boundaries weren't strong. My self-trust wasn't rooted. So life waited. Not to punish me, but to prepare me. So if you're waiting in a season right now, let it work on you. Let it refine you. Let it strip away everything you thought you needed so you can finally become who you actually are. Because when you stop rushing the unfolding, you make room for something more beautiful, more lasting, more true than anything you could have forced into place. Let that be enough for you right now. Let it be holy. Let it be enough to be in motion, even when the outcome hasn't arrived yet. And if nothing else, I hope this episode reminded you that your unseen seasons aren't empty. They're sacred. That the quiet parts, the still parts, the messy middle where you're not who you used to be, but not yet who you're becoming. That's the alchemy. That's the transformation. And you don't need a breakthrough moment to prove that you're growing. Sometimes, showing up with integrity while everything's unclear is the most powerful move you can make. Sometimes, the biggest shifts happen when you stop trying to shift and simply be with what's present. Because the version of you who can sit in the unknown without abandoning yourself, that's the one who's truly free. So here's your reflection for the week. One journal prompt. What truth am I asking to sit with in this season? What truth am I asking to sit with in this season? Without rushing, fixing, or escaping it. Try a 3-minute daily check-in. No phone, no pressure, just a few moments each day to close your eyes, breathe, and ask, what am I being shown today that I've been too busy to notice? If you want to go deeper in this work, if you're in a season that feels heavy, uncertain, or like you're being reshaped from the inside out, my Start With Why guide is the perfect place to reconnect with your core. And if you're ready for support in navigating the in-between, I'm offering one-on-one coaching for those who want more than just clarity. They want alignment, embodiment, a life that feels as true as it looks. You don't have to carry this alone, and you don't have to figure it all out today. Let the unfolding take its time. Your only job is to stay present for it. You've got this, and I've got you. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.